from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A setback to the Islamic State in Iraq. Iraqi forces worked Tuesday to clear Islamic State fighters from Ramadi after recapturing the government compound in the key western city. The fall of Ramadi in May was a big blow to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government and military. But after Monday's success in the latest offensive to retake Ramadi, Prime Minister Abadi went on Iraqi television to declare 2016 will be the year Islamic State will be driven out of Iraq. He said the country's second largest city is the army's next target. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
We commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people.
Iraqi officials said the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance and clear Ramadi and its surroundings of the countless mines and booby traps Islamic State left behind. The number of dead and wounded on both sides was unclear, and most civilians had taken cover inside a hospital. In northern Nigeria, the death toll from insurgent attacks has gotten higher, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80 and scores more wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno state capital of Maiduguri early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, about 150 kilometers southeast of Maiduguri. And Army counteroffensive this year has recaptured most territory held by the militant group, which has resorted to hit-and-run attacks on targets such as markets, bus stations, and places of worship. This is VOA News. Israel's Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert will serve 18 months in prison instead of 6 years in connection with a 2014 bribery conviction. Robert Berger files this report from Jerusalem.
Israel's Supreme Court Tuesday partially overturned a bribery conviction against former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. His sentence was reduced from 6 years to 18 months in prison. Olmert expressed relief, saying a great burden has been lifted from his heart. The ex-prime minister, who is 70, was convicted 2 years ago by a lower court of accepting tens of thousands of dollars in bribes to promote a controversial real estate project in Jerusalem. This allegedly occurred when he served as the mayor of Jerusalem prior to becoming prime minister in 2006. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 18 dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority, which is responsible for issuing national identity cards. A Russian vessel carrying more than 11,300 kilograms of low-enriched uranium has left Iran for Russia, part of the July nuclear deal with Iran, a development hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as a significant step toward fulfilling Tehran's commitment to the agreement. Iran, awaiting the lifting of sanctions, is also obligated to remove dozens of centrifuges used to enrich uranium and redesigning a heavy water reactor so that it cannot be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. A new national poll shows the highest number of Americans dissatisfied with their government's anti-terrorism efforts than at any other time since the 2001 terrorist attacks. Fully 40% of those surveyed by the cable news channel CNN and the Opinion Research Center believe the terrorists are winning the war. Coming weeks after the Paris and San Bernardino, California attacks, the survey finds that three-quarters of Americans are critical of the Obama administration's anti-terror efforts, with about half supportive of sending in U.S. ground forces to battle the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Belgian authorities have arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terror attacks in Brussels. They say they found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks that would target several emblematic places on New Year's Eve. Brussels is home to the headquarters of the European Commission and NATO, as well as offices of multiple UN agencies. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.